speaker is the most well-known propagandist of the Russian Orthodox Church, Andrei Tkachev.
Dear brothers and sisters, greetings.
Мне приятно продолжить тему, начатую Monsignor Vigano.
To continue the subject begun by Monsignor Vigano. This is a rare case where Catholics and Orthodox have enjoyed the same view of the world. Monsignor Vigano dared to call white and black. Sometimes it takes courage. We are living in a blessed time when we call, when we can call a spade, sweet is sweet and bitter is bitter.
So,
a simple idea that was voiced by Monsignor Vigano was that Western elites are a closed club of Satan worshippers. This is a very brave word, and it is lacking. Staying in the materialistic paradigm, we are missing a point. Where does this bloodlust, where does this robbery of the world, this wish to spoil the person in its deepest foundations, where does all this rise from? Humans lack it in origin. They are not suicidal, but the ancient dragon, the devil, Satan, has that, and it has its worshippers on earth, which are freely doing its will.
И секрет Полишинеля заключается в том, что западные элиты как раз и представляют из себя некую банду
сатанопоклонников. Не знаю,
сознательно или бессознательно, потому что поклоняющиеся дьяволу являются первыми его жертвами.
Those worshipping Satan are its first victims. They are the first deceived. They fulfilled the words of King David, where it said that the kings of the earth united to revolt against God. They said, we are going to break the chains. And this is the policy of collective Europe, beginning with this black star shining above European continent, beginning from 19th century. The Europeans are living under the light of this black star, as Nietzsche said. And after the philosophical death of God,
then
the human death comes at all levels, spiritual and material. So, dear brothers and sisters, we are forced to state that modern Western elites do not represent their peoples, they've occupied their own peoples, enslaved by them through technical lies of democratic procedures and total lies of modern media under their control. Today,
we
are brave enough to say the king is naked. Remember this old tale by Anderson. Everyone were watching this naked man, and only a boy dared to say the king is naked. And this trouble, this enslavement we've been suffering collectively throughout many centuries now is forcing us to call white.
Итак,
is white and black is black, all the rest is interpretations. As free people with high human dignity, the people sharing same values, red blood reflections, people who cry and pray, people who raise their children, who labor, the biblical peoples have to name their enemy, Western elites. For the third time, I'd like to reiterate, are a narrow-minded sect of Satan worshippers that we have to declare a spiritual war on, and we will overcome in this war. Amen.